Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, November 9th. History made. Voters pass Midland ISD's $1.415 billion bond, the largest in West Texas. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. Midland ISD voters made history on Tuesday. They decidedly passed one of the most expensive school bonds in the history of the state. The record will show 56% of the 22,103 voters approved Midland ISD Proposition A, but the electoral history was much greater than that. The $1.415 billion bond was more than 8 times greater than the largest bonds previously passed in Midland's history, $163 million, in 2012. For the first time in at least 5 tries going back to 1990, Midland ISD voters greenlighted the building of a new Midland High School. For the first time since the 1990s, Midland ISD voters approved a major transformation to the district's junior high system, soon to be made middle school system. For the first time in 11 years, since that $163 million bond, Midland ISD voters approved the building of a new elementary school. Midland ISD voters, when faced with the most significant facilities proposal in the district's history, didn't blink and continued the investment taking place in 2023 across Midland. They endorsed a secondary schools plan that will prepare the community with the growth expected over the next decade and beyond. Here are the particulars. The building of 2 new high schools to replace Midland High and Legacy High, $985 million. Middle school improvements, $119 million. Safety, security, and accessibility, $50 million. Improvement to current facilities, deferred maintenance, $207 million. A new elementary school in Northeast Midland, $53 million. Quote, "This win is for the students and staff in Midland ISD, but more importantly, it's a win for Midland," Midland ISD Superintendent Stephanie Howard said. Quote, "The last secondary bond we passed was 20 years ago. I am so excited for the students who will benefit from the new facilities and grade reconfiguration. When we began this process back in February, we worked hard to establish a committee that represented Midland. We talked about putting together a package the community could get behind and support. The bond planning committee worked tirelessly through the spring and into the summer, and they put together a package that our community was able to support. I appreciate our board, the bond planning committee, the spokespeople, Aaron, Austin, and Josh, Stan and Tina, who led the PAC, my cabinet, who made this all come together, and most importantly, our staff, parents, and community, who showed up and voted. It's a great day for Midland ISD." End quote. Passage of the bond is expected to allow for grade reconfiguration that bond supporters and district officials state will change student and teacher experiences and improve student outcomes. Grade reconfiguration will put 9th graders on senior high school campuses, create 6 middle schools, 6th through 8th grades, and open up the elementary schools across Midland to include at least 1,400 pre-K students. Quote, "This is a win for our community and for the kids of Midland ISD," said Stan Van Hooser, the chair of the Political Action Committee Energized Midland Schools. Quote, "It's not the end, but rather the beginning of the future for Midland. We had an amazing team of individuals that stepped up to work on this bond election. We were able to get new and younger voters to the polls, and that made a difference. Midlanders were ready to make this happen and not push it down the road yet again. We have faith in Dr. Howard and her team that they will continue their work on improving the academics of the district, and this bond will support them in those efforts. Thank you, voters, for believing in our kids." End quote. From the minute the Midland ISD board put Proposition A on the ballot, there was immediate backing from the community, specifically the energy industry. Pioneer Natural Resources, Diamondback Energy, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron each gave $75,000 to the campaign. In fact, energy companies dominated the five-figure donations to the Energized Midland Schools, totaling $405,000 of the $500,000-plus in contributions collected during the first two campaign finance periods. Energy companies believe better schools will make it easier to recruit the next generation to Midland. Quote, "On Tuesday night, citizens of Midland voted in support of our students and MISD," said Travis Stice, CEO and chairman of the board at Diamondback. Continuing the quote, "This is a pivotal step for our community to put in place those elements which ensure Midland has the tools and the facilities necessary for our community to thrive for generations to come, and now shift our focus to improving student outcomes. Thank you, fellow Midlanders." End quote. The campaign featured a team effort of younger Midlanders who campaigned and explained the referendum that was dramatically more expensive than the bond in 2019, $569 million. Midlanders like Josh Hamm, Aaron Erdworm, and Austin Beam provided perspective as younger Midlanders, parents, and those confused by the resistance to building new schools for a growing community that had not had built a new secondary school since the 1990s. They were among the Energized Midland Schools officials involved in forums and presentations across Midland. Quote, "My son plays football for Midland High, and one of Coach Thad Fortune's tenets is to plant a tree under whose shade you will never sit," Ham said. "In other words, make it better for the next guy to wear your uniform. For me, that's what this bond is about. The Midland and MISD of tomorrow will be better because of this bond. This bond passed by a large margin because Midlanders and the businesses that support Midland said, enough is enough. We demand a better tomorrow for Midland, MISD, and its students and teachers. This bond charts a new path for the future of Midland." End quote. The election was a change from the painfully close election of 2019. Instead of leading by 13 votes, Energized Midland school officials and bond supporters enjoyed a 1,913-vote advantage that provided plenty of cushion, especially considering the total turnout that just surpassed 25% of total registered voters inside Midland County. Quote, "The successful passage of the bond was a combined effort of 18 months of work by the long-range planning and bond planning committees to develop a bond program the community could rally behind and support, along with trust that has been established under Dr. Howard's leadership," Midland ISD Board President Tommy Bishop said. "Great things are happening at MISD, and the passage of the 2023 school bond is a victory for students, teachers, and the Midland community at large." End quote. Adult Protective Services to present Festival of Trees. The story was written by Ben Schaffer. The Permian Basin Adult Protective Services Advisory Board will present the Festival of Trees fundraiser on Friday and Saturday at the Bush Convention Center. Community Engagement Specialist Marcy Leffler discussed Adult Protective Services' mission. Quote, APS serves clients 65 and older or 18 to 64 with a substantial disability who may be in a state of abuse or neglect, she said. The board will spend that money, the money raised at the event, on things like air conditioning window units or heaters or bed bug treatments. If we have a client who needs a water heater and they don't have any hot water, we help with that, and we also help with utilities so that the clients are in a safe environment. End quote. Their Festival of Trees event will be adults only from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday. Tickets for Friday are $50 per person. Festivities will include hors d'oeuvres, a cash bar, live music, and dancing. On Saturday, the event is open to all ages. Tickets are $5, free to veterans, children 5 years old and under, as well as seniors 65 and older. The Festival of Trees will pack 37 fully decorated Christmas trees into the Bush Convention Center. Attendees can purchase a raffle ticket and enter their name into a drawing for a fully decorated Christmas tree. Leffler said Elvis Presley will be in attendance on Saturday, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus will have a story time for young children during Kids Hour, 10 a.m. to noon. A senior, 65 and over, fashion show will happen Saturday as well. If you suspect abuse or neglect of an elderly person, call 1-800-252-5400. The full schedule of events on Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m., Elvis impersonator. 10 a.m. to noon, Children's Hour with Santa and Mrs. Claus, Rocky the Rockhound, Letter Writing to Santa, Little Jim of Midland, Urban Air, Face Painting. Noon to 12:30 p.m., Senior Fashion Show. 12:30 to 1 p.m., Elvis. 1 to 1:30 p.m., Folklorico Dancers. 1:30 to 2 p.m., Mariachi Band. 2 to 2:30, Elvis. 2:30 to 3 p.m., Folklorico Dancers. 3 to 3:30 p.m., Mariachi Band. 3:30 to 4 p.m., Odessa Christian Middle School Choir. 4 o'clock to 5 p.m., Elvis. Miss Casey's marks 39 years as community staple. This story was written by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Hidden in the far back corner of an Andrews Highway shopping center sits Miss Casey's Wonderland. A gray, humble exterior masks the in-your-face festive holiday village found within the establishment's four walls. Loyal customers meticulously walk through every nook and cranny, scanning each ribbon, ornament, village piece, and hand towel on display, while co-owners Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison greet each one with personal remarks. Quote, "How are you? I was just thinking about you the other day," McCraney said to a customer perusing the front section of brightly colored and modern Christmas items. "Oh my goodness, are you healing okay? Let me know if I need to bring anything to you," she said to another with a broken shoulder. At Miss Casey's, genuine concern and care for customers stays at the top of the priority list. Without the support of the 432, McCready knows the magnitude of Miss Casey's impact would be far from its current significance. For the last 39 years, the sisters re-imaged what being a community staple means, from sponsoring and hosting annual charitable fundraisers to providing Midlanders with some of the best options of decor real estate. McCraney and Harrison continuously provide the Tall City with a space of connection, education, and inspiration. 39th Birthday Bash. To celebrate their accomplishments, McCraney and Harrison, along with the rest of the Miss Casey's team, welcome the community to the shop for a 3-day bash this weekend only. Beyond the usual complimentary Coke and cookies available for shoppers, guests will also find cupcakes, popcorn, and sweet treats galore. Becky said the crew will also be handing out the 39th birthday version of the business's famous collectible tote bag, which they redesign often for specific events, celebrations, and cheerful moments. Other festivities include a 39% off one-item coupon and photo opportunities with the Gingerbread Man, Elf on a Shelf, and the Grinch. The party runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday at 1012 Andrews Highway, Suite A. Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, November 9th. Kenneth Ray Dean died peacefully on November 2nd at Midland Memorial Hospital in Midland. Ken was born on July 13, 1941, to Jeff and Jewel Dean in Lawton, Oklahoma. He married D. Etta Magyar in college, where they both attended Oklahoma State University, and Ken earned his degree in accounting. He became a CPA and moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico after graduation. He and Dee started their family there and became the proud parents of Jason and J.D. He worked for Ernst & Ernst for 7 years and then moved to Hobbs and Midland to open the Texas office of Johnson Miller & Company. Ken and Dee lived in Midland and were married for 27 years. Ken began the next phase of his life when he married Peggy Dean in 1990. They lived in Odessa for 29 years and enjoyed many years of working together, traveling, playing gin, and golf. In 2019, Ken purchased a home with his son Jason and wife Susan in Midland, where he lived the remainder of his life. Ken is survived by his immediate family of son Jason and wife Susan, daughter J.D. and husband William Moore, as well as grandchildren Garrett, Landon, and Valerie. In lieu of flowers, please feel to make a donation to the local SPCA in Ken's honor or to a charity of your choice. A luncheon will be held at 12 p.m. Saturday, November 11th, at the branch at NPW. Memorial service will follow at 2 p.m. Saturday, November 11th, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Fred Ray Daniels, also known as Radar Daniels, age 77, of Odessa, passed away November 4th. A viewing will be held from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, November 9th, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home in Midland. Funeral service will take place at 2 p.m. Friday, November 10th, at the Nally Pickle and Welch Chapel. Burial will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, November 15th, at the Texas State Veterans Cemetery in Abilene. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. npwelch.com. Billy Ray Spruill, age 89, of Midland, passed away on Friday, November 3rd. A rosary will be held at 1:30 p.m. on Monday, November 13th, at St. Stephen's Catholic Church at 4601 Neely Avenue in Midland. A funeral mass will be held at 2 p.m. at St. Stephen's Catholic Church with Father Bala Anthony Govindu officiating. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery. Services are entrusted to Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. October 29th, the world lost a beautiful soul. Our family regretfully announces that Joseph Charles Kozlik passed away. Joseph was born on March 9, 1949, in Racine, Wisconsin, to Joseph and Doris Kozlik. Joe served in the United States Marine Corps. He went to Vietnam, fortunate not to see combat, but delivering much-needed supplies to his fellow Marines. Upon arriving home from the war, he reunited with the love of his life, Suzanne Grabowski. On June 12, 1971, Joe and Sue were married and began their family. Eventually, the couple moved to Midland, Texas, where they would complete their family and live out the rest of their days together. Becoming an accomplished salesman, Joe made Territorial Sales Representative of the Year in 1981 for outstanding new business performance. This would lead to his career over 30 years at A1 Sign Engravers Incorporated. Joe was preceded in death by his parents, Joseph Thomas Kozlik and Doris May Kozlik, brother Ricky Kozlik, his wife Suzanne Kozlik, and daughter Carrie Ann Lind. He is survived by his sisters, Kathy Zitka, and husband Bob, Karen DeGroote, and husband Jim, Tanya Armandez, daughter Kelly Jo Kozlik Smith, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Cremation arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, November 9th. Wife's online chats with man irk hovering husband. Dear Abby, I discovered last year that my wife was exchanging flirty texts with a local man and had been doing so for years. I found out when I uncovered an image of an adult toy and her phone's deleted images. At the time, I nearly divorced her, but although our marriage went through a tumultuous period, we are still together. She told me then she'd stopped communicating with this man, but a few months ago, she reached out to him for help with a social media account issue she had, and now they chat daily on social media. Although it seems platonic now, it bothers me and has been a source of contention in our marriage. She says she has problems finding female friends, that he understands her medical issues, and he's her friend, and they are back to messaging regularly. I can see what's being said, but it still gets me upset. Am I an ogre for asking her to stop? She says that she has changed her mind and will continue to contact him. I feel like our marriage may be on rocky ground again, but she thinks I am being awful for saying anything. What are your thoughts? Signed, Upset Hubby in Alabama. Dear Upset Hubby, I am sorry you feel so insecure, which must be painful. You didn't mention in what context your wife had a deleted image of a sex toy. Many people shop for them online, and couples enjoy them together. During the COVID-19 pandemic, sales of adult toys went through the roof. You say that you read all the communications between your wife and her male platonic friend. Why isn't that enough? Women are allowed to have male friends, and these days, many of them do. If your marriage is in trouble, perhaps the cause is your ongoing effort to control her. It might improve if you back off. Dear Abby, my son, who is 5, has a rare spinal cord injury from birth. He can crawl, but he does not walk well. We have spent many months and a lot of money ensuring he is getting the best physical therapy and medical care possible for his condition, and we adhere closely to the medical advice of these experts. My mother, who lives 2,000 miles away, loves my son and wants to spend time with him. However, whenever we visit, she obsesses over the fact that my son can't walk well. I have reminded her not to fixate on his disability and to just enjoy time with him, which is what my son wants. But during this last visit, she told him, "Big boys walk, they don't crawl," and "try harder to walk." My son has tearfully asked me twice if he can still be a big boy and crawl. He also uses a wheelchair. I'm fed up with my mother and would prefer to keep her away from my son, but I don't want to create a dramatic familial rift. Advice? Signed, Good Mom in Montana. Dear Mom, it is your duty as a mother to protect your son from harm. Tell your helpful mother that if she says anything again to shame him, it will be the last time she sees him. The person who creates the familial rift won't be you. It will be your incredibly ignorant and insensitive mother.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Happenings. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, November 10th and 11th. By Morgan Taylor Thomas. Party like it's 1969. Grab your four-legged friends and a seat on the destination's time machine, because the Salazar crew is taking us back to the 60s. In partnership with Lone Star Sanctuary for Animals, the destination hosts Woofstock, a free event benefiting the local no-kill shelter. Big Spring band The Locomotives brings the tunes, Dirty Grinders provides the bites, and other festivities such as pet photos, a silent auction, 50-50 raffle, and more will provide other entertainment. All sales go to the sanctuary. VIP tickets includes a drink and meal are available via 432-683-7387 or information.lonestarsanctuary@yahoo.com. Friendly and leashed pets welcome. No cover charge. Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight at 1705 West Industrial. Hang with a megastar. After scheduling malfunctions ruined his 2021 performance, DJ star Steve Aoki came back to the Tall City in 2022 for a spectacular evening. This Friday, he hopes to repeat his success. Along with special guest Bonnie X. Clyde, Aoki takes over La Hacienda for an evening of award-winning beats, extreme light art, and one-of-a-kind crowd interaction. Tickets start at $40. Available at bit.ly/4704 D4AU. Those looking to purchase a VIP table should contact 432-563-3737. Friday, 8 p.m. at 12610 Highway 191 Frontage Road. Show off your muscles. Head over to the Horseshoe for a turkey fest and car show. 200 turkeys will go home with Midland families, and vehicles ranging in size from sports cars to semi-truck will be on display. There will also be cash prizes, a mechanical bull, burnout contest, live music, food, and jumpers for littles. Public entry is free. Those looking to show off can enter cars and trucks at bit.ly/3SFO7XI. Saturday, noon to 10 p.m. at 2514 Arena Trail. What's Up with Midland? By Morgan Taylor Thomas. At the Bush Convention Center, Superior Career Fair, Thursday. Festival of Trees, Friday through Sunday. At Centennial Park, Rise and Run, November 18th. On Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. At the Destination, Friday Night Live, Woofstock 2023, Friday. Open Mic Night, November 16th. The Chad Cook Band, November 18th. At the Horseshoe, Turkey Fest and Car Show, Saturday. Heart Energy Executive Oil Conference and Exhibition, November 15th and 16th. Gifty Grinchmas, November 17th and 18th. Silver Spur Trade Show, November 18th and 19th. At La Hacienda, Steve Aoki with Bonnie X. Clyde, Friday. Justin Moore, November 17th. Los Tigres del Norte, November 24th. At Midland Community Theater, The Girl on the Train, Friday and Saturday. The Sound of Music, November 17th through December 16th. At the Tailgate, Family Fun Day, every Sunday. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. Bingo Thursday. Anniversary Party Week, November 14th through 18th. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, An American Salute to Our Veterans Masterwork Series, West Texas Symphony, Saturday. Paw Patrol Live, Heroes Unite, November 18th and 19th. Adult Protective Services to Present Festival of Trees by Ben Schaefer. The Permian Basin Adult Protective Services Advisory Board will present the Festival of Trees fundraiser Friday and Saturday at the Bush Convention Center. Community Engagement Specialist Marcy Leffler discussed Adult Protective Services' mission. APS serves clients 65 and older or 18 to 64 with a substantial disability who may be in a state of abuse or neglect, she said. The board will spend that money, the money raised at the event, on things like air conditioning window units or heaters or bed bug treatments. If we have a client who needs a water heater and they don't have any hot water, we help with that. And we also help with utilities so that the clients are in a safe environment. Their Festival of Trees event will be adults only from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday. Tickets for Friday are $50 per person. Festivities will include hors d'oeuvres, a cash bar, live music, and dancing. Saturday, the event is open to all ages. Tickets are $5, free to veterans, children 5 years old and under, as well as seniors 65 and over. The Festival of Trees will pack 37 fully decorated Christmas trees into the Bush Convention Center. Attendees can purchase a raffle ticket and enter their name into a drawing for a fully decorated Christmas tree. Leffler said Elvis Presley will be in attendance Saturday, and Mr. and Mrs. Claus will have a story time for young children during Kids Hour, 10 a.m. to noon. A senior, 65 and over, fashion show will happen Saturday as well. Full schedule of events. Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m., Elvis impersonator. 10 a.m. to noon, Children's Hour with Santa and Mrs. Claus, Rocky the Rockhound, Letter Writing to Santa, Little Jim of Midland, Urban Air, Face Painting. Noon to 12:30 p.m., Senior Fashion Show. 12:30 to 1 p.m., Elvis. 1 to 1:30 p.m., Folklorico Dancers. 1:30 to 2 p.m., Mariachi Band. 2 to 2:30 p.m., Elvis. 2:30 to 3 p.m., Folklorico Dancers. 3 to 3:30 p.m., Mariachi Band. 3:30 to 4 p.m., Odessa Christian Middle School Choir. 4 to 5 p.m., Elvis. If you suspect abuse or neglect of an elderly person, call 1-800-252-5400. BizBuzz. Miss Casey's marks 39 years as community staple by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Hidden in the far back corner of an Andrews Highway shopping center sits Miss Casey's Wonderland. A gray, humble exterior masks the in-your-face, festive holiday village found within the establishment's four walls. Loyal customers meticulously walk through every nook and cranny, scanning each ribbon, ornament, village piece, and hand towel on display, while co-owners Becky McCraney and Kathy Harrison greet each one with personal remarks. "How are you? I was just thinking about you the other day," McCraney said to a customer perusing the front selection of brightly colored and modern Christmas items. "Oh my goodness, are you healing okay? Let me know if I need to bring anything to you," she said to another with a broken shoulder. At Miss Casey's, genuine concern and care for customers stays at the top of the priority list. Without the support of the 432, McCraney knows the magnitude of Miss Casey's impact would be far from its current significance. For the last 39 years, the sisters reimagined what being a community staple means, from sponsoring and hosting annual charitable fundraisers to providing Midlanders with some of the best options in decor real estate. McCraney and Harrison continuously provide the tall city with a space of connection, education, and inspiration. 39th Birthday Bash. To celebrate their accomplishments, McCraney and Harrison, along with the rest of the Miss Casey's team, welcome the community to the shop for a 3-day bash this weekend only. Beyond the usual complimentary Coke and cookies available for shoppers, guests will also find cupcakes, popcorn, and sweet treats galore. Becky said the crew will also be handing out the 39th birthday version of the business's famous collectible tote bag, which they redesign often for specific events, celebrations, and cheerful moments. Other festivities include a 39% off one item coupon and photo opportunities with the Gingerbread Man, Elf on a Shelf, and the Grinch. The party runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday at 1012 Andrews Highway, Suite A.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I'm reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, November 9th. Ector County voters approve Proposition A by a wide margin. Ector County ISD leaders issued a news release Wednesday saying they are excited by the passage of Proposition A, a school bond totaling more than $424 million that will bring new schools, new technology, new equipment, and major maintenance and repairs to facilities across the district. The unofficial result from the Ector County Elections Office show overwhelming support for the measure with 57%, 5,557 voting for, and 43%, 4,222 voting against. The children of ECISD won in this election, Superintendent Scott Murray said in the release, not just our current students, but generations of students to come who will benefit from updated and new schools, new buses, new technology, new instruments, and more. We cannot say thank you enough to everyone who took the time to vote for our kids and our staff. Proposition A at $424,263,000 will provide the following: a new career and technical education center to be built on land donated by Grow Odessa, located in the industrial park on East Murphy Street. The Permian Strategic Partnership has pledged additional money toward the facility. A new middle school to be located in West Ector County on South Trip Avenue. District-wide maintenance and replacement of electrical systems, plumbing systems, heating, air conditioning systems, and more. A new transportation facility plus bus purchases. Technology items, including replacement of district-wide phone system, PA, bell, clock, fire alarm system replacement, security camera refresh, classroom, interactive flat panels, large group instruction area, audiovisual equipment, a complete renovation of the Permian High School auditorium and theater, replacement of outdated instruments, performance risers for all middle school choirs, classroom instruments for elementary campuses, uniforms for middle school bands and mariachi, JROTC facility needs, complete replacement of the Transition Learning Center facility for students ages 18 through 21 with special needs learning to transition from school to the workforce, complete replacement of classroom buildings and barns at the Ag Farm, LED lighting at the Odessa High School baseball and tennis stadiums, LED lighting at the Permian High School baseball stadium, resurfacing of tennis stadiums at all middle schools, replacement of indoor bleachers in main gyms at all middle schools. Our next steps are to evaluate each of the projects in Proposition A and prioritize the ones we can begin first, Murray said. Accountability and transparency will be first and foremost. The Board of Trustees will establish a bond oversight committee of community members. The school board will receive regular updates during their meetings, and a website will allow Ector County citizens to keep up with the progress. The two other propositions on the ballot did not pass. Voters denied Proposition B, which would have provided upgrades to Ratliff Stadium and the surrounding complex, and voted down Proposition C, that would have built an indoor practice facility at Odessa High School and replaced the turf in the existing indoor practice facility at Permian High School. Overall, about 12% of registered voters in Ector County participated in this election. That's 9,854 of 82,752. Visit www.ectorcountyisd.org/bond2023 for more information. Odessa American Weekend print edition to be delivered on Friday. Due to the Veterans Day holiday on Saturday, November 11th, the Odessa American Weekend print edition will be delivered on Friday, November 10th. Obituary, James Ratliff Buzz Hurt. James Ratliff Buzz Hurt was the grandson of Ector County ranching pioneers Sarah Jane Miss Sally Wittenberg Ratliff and Harvey Stewart Bud Ratliff. Miss Sally and Bud homesteaded four sections in 1903, which was the beginning of Ratliff Ranch. Buzz was born April 29th, 1930 in Austin to Mary Ratliff Hurt and Sam Fuqua Hurt, Sr. Buzz peacefully passed away on All Souls Day, November 2nd, 2023, surrounded by his loving children and wife. Buzz and his brother, Sam Fuqua Hurt, Jr., moved to Ratliff Ranch in 1933 when their father, Sam, became the ranch manager of the 32-section ranch located in northeast Ector County. Buzz lived on his beloved ranch for most of his 93 years. He was a third-generation rancher who took to heart the stewardship of the land he inherited and worked diligently to raise quality cattle and horses. Buzz graduated from Odessa High School, class of 1947. He briefly attended University of Texas, Austin, but returned to manage the ranch upon the death of his father in 1950. Buzz married Freddie Jean Wheeler in 1950. Four wonderful children came from that union: Mary Helen, Jay, Joe, and Sally, the fourth generation of Ratliff Ranch heirs. In 1983, Buzz married Betsy Triplett. They were great friends and partners to each other. They loved their home, travel, their many dogs and cats, and their wide community. As a rancher, Buzz endured several droughts, agriculture depressions, and economic hardships, as did his ancestors. Under his stewardship of the ranch, Buzz expanded the petroleum reserves found beneath the mesquites, tabatsa, hooded windmill, plains bristle, and buffalo grasses. His businesses were Z-Bar Ranch and Cattle Company, Ratliff Ranch Development Company, PBP Fabrication Incorporated, Eureka Prospecting Company, and Eureka Operating Company. Following the footsteps of his grandmother, mother, and father, giving back to the community of Odessa was for Buzz the right thing to do. He gave his volunteer hours at Ector County Airport Board, charter member 1965, Ector County Independent School District trustee 1966 through 1972, Sand Hills, Hereford, and Quarter Horse Show and Rodeo 1955 through 1968. Ector County Livestock Show, 1955 through 1970, and Globe of the Great Southwest. Buzz also led the family in donating land for Ratliff Football Stadium, Ratliff Ranch Golf Links, the Bridge United Methodist Church, City of Odessa Fire Station No. 9, Rights of Way for East Loop 338, Yukon Road, and Grandview FM 554. Buzz was honored for his endeavors with 1985 Heritage of Odessa Community Statesman for Ranching. As a couple, Buzz and Betsy were named 1996 Citizens of the Year from Odessa Chamber of Commerce and Friend of Odessa Arts 2020. In addition to being devoted to his family and his ranch, his avocations were flying, memorizing poems, and baking bread. In his lifetime, Buzz was more than a pilot. He was an aviator. He flew more than 70 airplanes and owned more than 15. He competed in aerobatic competitions, performing an aeron roll. Takeoff was always a crowd favorite when he flew in local air shows. In 2017, the Federal Aviation Administration presented him with the Master Pilot's Award for having a pilot's license for more than 50 years. Buzz was a student of the art of baking artisanal bread. He designed his own special kitchen, incorporating three different kinds of oven for baking. He loved teaching others to bake bread and conducted several master bread baker classes in his kitchen. He delighted in sharing his loaves with family, friends, and for communion services. The day before he died, he provided communion bread for his Wesley United Methodist community group. Upon his passing, Buzz joins his beloved grandparents, parents, brother, and son, James Ratliff, J. Hurt Jr., and grandson, Ben Heap, in heaven. Ever the life student and lifelong learner, Buzz donated his body to the Institute of Anatomical Sciences at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, Lubbock. This will provide medical students the opportunity to study the inner workings of a determined, hardworking, never-give-up, always-young-at-heart cowman. The family will gather at Ratliff Ranch for a private celebration of this good man. In lieu of flowers, kindly honor Buzz by helping others with a donation to the West Texas Food Bank, WTXFoodBank.org, or to your favorite charity. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared at www.HubbardKellyFuneralHome.com for the Hurt family. Governor Abbott appoints four to Texas State Board of Examiners of Professional Counselors. Governor Greg Abbott has appointed Jennifer Winston to the Texas State Board of Examiners of Professional Counselors for a term set to expire on February 1, 2025. Additionally, the governor has reappointed Stephen Hallbauer, Roy Smith, and Carolyn Stubblefield for terms set to expire on February 1, 2029. The board has licensing, examination, and rulemaking responsibilities for the field of professional counseling. Roy Smith of Midland is the senior pastor of True Light Christian Fellowship. He began his ministry as a pastor in Andrews, Texas, and founded New Direction Ministry, an aftercare ministry for ex-offenders. He is a member of the Life Center Advisory Board and a local citizen advisory board on criminal justice reform, and former board member of the Midland Chamber of Commerce and Midland Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees. He served as pastor for a day for the Texas House of Representatives during the 81st legislature. Smith attended United Electronics Institute and Grace School of Theology. He is currently continuing his education at Ravi Zacharias International Ministries Academy. Law enforcement holding active shooter drills from approximately 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 8th and Thursday, November 9th. Several local law enforcement agencies will participate in active shooter drills at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church, located at 7601 North Grandview. It will be closed to non-participants, and the public is asked to stay clear of the exercise area until the exercise concludes. The drills are required at certain intervals as part of emergency management preparedness. The Odessa Police Department would like to thank Odessa College, ORMC, and MCH, and all other volunteers who made the drill possible.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.